Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Atlanta, what's going on? I think I just saw our future quarterback for us locally here who had a chance to watch Justin Fields from a high school level to his short tenure at Georgia, then at Ohio State. Listen, deep down, we're all cheering for this guy, right? You want him to do well. He's a local kid.
And are we going to do something?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Where you been, man? It's the show your mom and everybody's talking about. It's Dukes and Bell. Jonathan Bullard stopped by. Defensive tackle for Atlanta Falcons. Played at Florida. Really good guy, man. Then Steve Weiss stopped by the show. Great news for Weiss. And if you're a Steve Weiss fan, as we are, he's going to be contributing not only to this show, but also the Falcons preseason broadcast team. He'll be a national and local contributor to the Falcons digital stuff that you'll be seeing. And So he's adding another element to his repertoire. And then we had a chance to talk to Darren Eales, who we'll talk about in our top three at six, which is Atlanta United tonight, Mike. You like our chances, by the way? You like our chances?
Yeah, man. The young kid, the rock star, young Rocco, is in net. And Carl was right. He doesn't speak great English. He grew up in L.A., but he moved to South America, so we wanted to get him on the show. We'll get him there at some point. But Rios Nova in the net, and we're going to see our man, Joseph Martinez, start tonight, along with Marcelino Moreno. Barco's out there. Heinemann, who we had on the show last week. Let me tell you something, Mr. Sosa, he's out there. Bello, Anton Walks, Robinson, and Brooks Lennon's going to get a start tonight. The good news for us is, unfortunately, it's just what happened, like what happened with Georgia Tech with the COVID. In this case, it wasn't a positive test. It's just a lot of players for Alajuense were in Europe playing, representing their other teams, came back, and the State Department and the COVID and the rules that we have in place, they can't get here. So they're going to be light, five guys that played in that first match down in Costa Rica. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. It's we have an away goal advantage, but let's hope we just put the pressure on right now. It's about to kick off at fifth, third bag. No radio, guys, but we do have it on FS1. So listen to us and just put the mute on, and you can watch it on FS1 right about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, FS1 is they're carrying a lot of this CONCACAF. I think all of it for the most part.
Right.
So it is good that we have access to at least check it out. But, Mike, I'm with you. I mean, we've seen crazier things happen, when you have guys out like this. It's like that old football adage, right? You know, oh, they've got five starters out, and then all of a sudden you lose.
Right, whether you're looking, just like we did against the Clippers, I'm starting to look ahead. You know, yeah. It happens, man. It happens.
So let's hope that's not the case, and we get a good outing tonight from Atlanta United. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We appreciate all the great info and certainly the interaction on our Twitter page at Dukes and Bell 929. People going in, responding, and rightfully so. Poll question in wake of the Bills. This is the Buffalo Bills announcing full capacity, full vaccinations required. If you're in favor of being required to be vaccinated to return the games, yes, no, or need more info, and then you can respond. So it's been interesting. Chris was like, man, we're getting a lot of run on this. And I know why, because I think, number one, it affects everybody. And when you talk about, hey, I'm going to go to this sporting event, if our teams, and I'm talking about locally, were to say this, and they could.
Right.
What are you doing? Because, you know, if we're trying to get past these protocols and all this stuff that we've been talking about, I just think this is where these leagues are going. So that's what got us on this conversation last hour. And that announcement, the PGA talking about, you know, full vaccination for their players, they're not going to have to go through all these protocols. I think more and more teams and leagues are going to be talking about this.
Pretty funny, man, how we're going to, again, hopefully – there's nothing funny about it. Just funny to see the reactions because, you know, there's so many folks out there that, you know, that look, we love our sports. And coming back together as one is something you and I, we assumed we were going to be ready to do it by about now. That's why it was so frustrating to see the All-Star game pulled from MLB because that was going to be full capacity at Truist. I know in Texas they've had sporting events at full capacity. Folks are just going to have to pivot. As again, first things first, the availability of the shot. I'll take the shot. I'll take the shot as Billy D told Stallone in Nighthawks. So we'll see. Real quick, if you missed it earlier today, in addition to, like, I'm losing my mind. I guess I'm setting her. I'm not sure if I set a record for yelling today, but I was yelling a little bit. The other thing that's got me going is guys are still trolling me from Charlotte.
Over the dunk?
The Bridges dunk on Capella. Oh, but what makes it worse is dudes from Atlanta, they're like, yo, man, dunk of the year. I go, I just hit a guy back. You know what I said to him, Carl?
What?
I said, bro, I saw Evel Knievel as a kid. I saw MJ in person. Big whoop. Okay, but for those who are not familiar with us, what we're talking about on Sunday, as we battled, blew a lead, came back, Bridges and ESPN, of course, goes bananas. And just like ESPN, there's no context. We're down seven starters. The next play, Bogey hits a three. And, oh, by the way, we leapfrog the Hornets in the East as a seed. It's a big game for us. But, of course, all everyone's talking about, all the idiots are going, oh, no, he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow, another dunk. Wow, I've never seen that before. Oh,
but Thunderbolt from Bridges.
Yes. Yes, this was so ferocious. The ferocity was like nothing we've ever seen before. Get the out of here with that. We won the freaking game, and I could care less. But anyway, guys are still amazed that this is the greatest, apparently the greatest athletic feat, Carl, that's occurred in our lifetime.
I know. I guess they didn't see Vince Carter dunk on a guy at the Olympics, huh? I guess
they didn't see that.
I know. All right, like I said.
I mean, like Michael on Patrick. How about Michael Jordan on Patrick Ewing at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, one of the nastiest, filthiest dunks, the filthiest filth ever.
Well,
when he pivots and right. Oakley, he shakes Oakley.
Well, how about
on the
Kevin?
Baseline?
How about Kevin Garnett? How about Kevin Harlan with no regard for human life?
Come on, man, that's what I was saying. These Bridges.
Yes. These clowns. You know what, Charlotte? Yeah. Charlotte, you're Birmingham with tall buildings. Pipe down, Charlotte.
He peed himself. Let's get to the top three. All right, let's start first with the Bravos, shall we? Tonight it is the Braves taking on the Marlins. Listen, Brian Snicker admitted, Oscar, you know, has come a long way. Remember, this was a guy that we said, all right, well, he'll be in the bullpen, maybe a spot start here. I said this, I think he's worked his way into this rotation, which may not be long-term, but under the circumstances with Soroka out and what this guy did last night, listen to Brian Snicker.
Pitch count's good. I mean, it's doable. And, you know, next time I told him, it's like next time you're probably can go 100. Doesn't take a lot of effort for him to throw the baseball. He doesn't labor. I mean, it's free and easy. And the knack of the breaking ball is really impressive. And, you know, he's come a long way in the last year.
So basically you're making the argument, you nitwit, for why you should have kept him in the game. I like snip, but Carl, this one made make a lot of sense.
I know. When he says the next time he could probably throw 100, he's talking about pitches, guys. So he pulls him early last night, and that was part of it. Here's Snit talking about the bullpen, because this is where, you know, we said, all right, he leaves the game, but then the bullpen came in.
Luke did a really good job today. But it's if we're going to keep playing that game, then which we do. I mean, these guys are never out of the game, and it seems like it's the same game every night, which is not a bad thing. But it, you know, then there's going to be some days like today where guys are off a little bit. Just the world of baseball.
Yeah, that's listen. It's a long season. You just felt like with the momentum, with the starting pitching. I always say this: starting pitching is momentum. If you get a good start, it gives you a chance to win. We got that last night. Tonight, let's hope we get it from Max Fried. Meanwhile, Hawks back in action, taking on Toronto. They're at Toronto tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip. And Kevin Herter, Mike, you like the way Herter's been playing, by the way?
Yeah, man. I was upset with Herter as maybe it was a defensive liability. Remember we talked about on the West Coast trip? Everybody has stepped up. When we asked, and you'll hear Nate McMillan, some of the comments he gave us yesterday, earlier in the show. But Nate said, and I asked him, is this team capable of making a run? Because you've seen almost an entirely new rotation of guys, Carl, step up the last week, right? And he said guys are going to have to be, you know, patient, and they're going to have to be unselfish because you've got the depth. The good news is, if anything, from these injuries, and Cam Reddish is apparently progressing with his rehab, but he's still weeks away. But if we ever get to full strength, Carl, we got a bench that can do things other teams might not be able to do in the playoffs.
Sure. I mean, and Herter, he talks about this process of learning how to close late games. they were down in that Charlotte game that Mike's talking about. Everybody's talking about the dunk, and they came back and won, which, oh, by the way, winning matters. But Kevin Huerter talked about close games.
There's no break, and then here we are right back on the road, and that's the NBA. You love it, you hate it, but every team is going through the same thing.
And tonight, Trae Young is a game-time decision, according to our Mike Conti. Conti will have the pre-half and post for you, along with Steve Holman. Bang! With the call, and Gallo is out tonight, Mike. Mm. So Gallinari is out tonight, according to Mike Conti.
Hey, we're used to these different rotations and what we've had to do. And, again, let's just hope we continue the momentum. You'll hear what Nate had to say about it. But loving what the bench is. And Lou Williams, by the way, those busters out there, yeah, you guys on Lou Williams' jock. Well, Lou is instant offense. Lou has been fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Money.
Yes. I mean, again, I think people might have forgotten. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay? I mean, Lou Williams can score in this league. So, and he doesn't need anybody to give him the rock. That's the other part of it. You don't have to set him up. You can spot him up.
Right.
Falcons tomorrow are going to be at Justin Fields' second pro day. That means head coach Arthur Smith, GM Terry Fontenot, offensive coordinator Dave Ragone will all be in attendance. We will be talking about it. Listen, Justin had a great first pro day. But there are teams that are set that want to be in on this. The Jets, the Broncos, they join the Falcons, the 49ers, and the Patriots at Ohio State's second pro day. So, Mike, I said earlier today, I believe, you know, the Falcons, are we still in the quarterback business? Guys, we were never out of it. We have the fourth overall pick. Just because these teams jumped in front of us, or one team did, doesn't mean we're out of the quarterback business. But, Mike, if you really like a kid, this gives you a second opportunity to go, all right, I liked him. We went and watched that again, and we went and watched the film. Right. Let's go watch it come out of his hands a couple more times. And maybe tomorrow the Falcons leave and go, that's our guy.
Well, I mean, we talked about a potential rift that was reported initially. I think Mortensen and Adam Schefter, well, maybe, you know, our coach and our GM got different ideas about what we're going to do. You said it earlier. It's a great point that, you know, general managers want to make their stamp on the team. They're, you know, and it's not a knock on Matt, but it's like anytime, you know, you're not inherited by a general manager, all bets are off, right?
Yeah.
And but Matt, in this case, has got at least 2 years because of the cap, you know, ramifications. But anyway, I just think, even if you don't want them, you want people to think you want them. I still think the Mac Jones stuff is crap, and I still think the 49ers are going to take Fields at 3.
They may get it before us.
I think the Broncos, somebody might, maybe the Patriots want to get in the Trey Lance business. And if we don't want to be in the Trey Lance business, then 4 is right there. Or if we feel that Pitts is intriguing and could be a game changer, but imagine, Carl, what you could get by dropping out of the top 10 as far as equity for this draft and next draft.
Now, I've not wavered because I've not completely sold myself on any of these guys. Weeks ago, I wrote the blog about Penei Sewell because it is the best thing that you could do to help improve your team right now and long term. It does not mean that I'm sold that he's the guy. Mike, next week, I got to narrow it down to just a couple of guys. And by draft night, I told you guys, with all the information that's been presented, people I'm talking to, I'll tell you where I think we're going. But there are so many options, to Mike's point, and that's why you continue to look at this. The Justin Fields seeing him again thing is interesting. I think I just saw our future quarterback, and maybe he will be. By the way, Falcons do sign a tight end today. This means nothing, okay? No disrespect to Ryan Becker, but people were like, oh, okay, and we were joking. It was tongue-in-cheek. I guess this means we're not going after Pitts if he becomes the fourth overall pick. But they do add some depth today, Mike, with picking up this kid, Ryan Becker.
Yeah, he played at SMU. He didn't get any traction last year. Now, maybe that was a byproduct of how closed things were with COVID. But he's a big dude. He's 6'5". I guess he's caught the ball a couple of times for the Mustangs, but he's more of a blocker. So, all right. Hey, man, we'll see what this guy can do. He's going to make the team. But, I mean, guys are having fun, though. Guess we don't need Pitts. You know what I mean? Look, special teams and depth, guys. We that's how lean this roster was. I don't think guys appreciate that.
Man, listen, I love our guy Lee Smith. He came on the show, Mike, and killed it, right? That's one tight end. We got Hayden Hurst. Lee Smith's a blocker. And now you add this guy. We said this. 3 tight ends is usually what you're going to carry. So even if this gentleman doesn't make the team, that doesn't mean we won't carry 3 tight ends. And it has nothing to do with you drafting Kyle Pitts at all.
Just to review. I can take a quarterback, I can take Pitts, but, man, trading back still intrigues me the most. I still have, of all the things, Friday, brother, we're coming back after the first night of the draft. If it's Pitts, if it's Fields, we're going to have fans that are going to be really excited. And if it's Penei Sewell, not as excited, but that's a building block we need. Yeah. And if we trade down, that's even better for the franchise.
All right, last but not least, it's our top three at six, guys. Always brought to you by our friends at New Realm Brewing Company. Their Hoptropolis IPA, Tropical Allure, Juicy Hop Bliss. Pick up Hoptropolis IPA wherever you get your favorite beers or newrealmbrewing.com. Sam Darnold, Mike, do I appreciate his honesty? This came out yesterday, and I just want to play it for you because, you know, he was kind of in his bag about this whole trade thing. Now, is he excited to go to Carolina? Yeah, because it's a fresh start. But when you're drafted by the Jets or one of the New York teams and you are the quarterback, you think you're going to be there your entire career, just like Eli Manning. Listen to Sam Darnold.
My expectations were to go in there, play 20 years and, you know, win Super Bowls. And, you know, that was the dream going in there. But obviously it didn't work out. And so, but I'm thankful and just thankful for the opportunity that, you know, that organization gave me for the 3 years that I was with them.
I get it. But, you know, again, and I'm not making fun, but Mike, you know, it's almost like, okay, he got let down, right? It's almost like, this is my expectation. It doesn't happen that way. So I'm curious to see. Guys have told me Dukes, he had bad coaching. He is going to be better in Carolina.
Right. Now, Matt Rhule, other than sounding like a fast-talking car salesman, he really gets amped up in those comments that he makes about his guy. Look, Adam Gase, it flamed out. They drafted Le'Veon Bell. They could have taken pressure off Darnold. They didn't want to use him. And then he was, you know, the Jets screwed that up. Again, there's I don't know if a Sam Darnold, what did I say last week, like a Jim Plunkett type thing where Plunkett was nothing in New England, goes to the Raiders, they win two Super Bowls. I mean, I'm not rooting against the kid. I think he's got arm strength. They got better weapons. He's getting reunited with Robbie Anderson. They'll have Christian McCaffrey. Maybe he gets a rebirth. I think Carolina's banking on it.
All right, guys. Coming up, Nate McMillan joined Mike and I yesterday. Hawks in action tonight. Hear what he has to say about Trey, officiating, and more. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Odyssey.com.
The most important story of the day.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been looking forward to getting the chance to visit with Nate McMillan. And that opportunity comes right now with all the guys that were out. The way this team responded, it was pretty damn incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I thought those guys responded. We know that these remaining games are going to be big games. And, you know, Charlotte was a half a game ahead of us. And we did have to play without a number of guys. But, you know, the approach has been all season long. Next man up, and you know, it's just a tribute to our players and the coaching staff, you know, keeping all of these guys like Brandon ready to go. Nathan, you know, Big O, Solomon Hill, you know, all of these guys have kept themselves ready for the opportunity, and they've taken advantage of it.
Hawks head coach Nate McMillan joining us here on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by BMW. Coach, I watched Clint Capela when he was with the Rockets. When we traded for him, I was telling Hawks fans, we're going to love him because you don't have to run a play for him, and you look up and he's got 20 and 10. Last night, 20 and 15. Talk about his play and what he means to our club.
I think he's been the most consistent player for us all season long on both ends of the floor. You know, he's the anchor, you know, to our defense. You know, he's a guy that you know, covers up a lot of breakdowns on the perimeter for us. And, you know, when guys are not controlling the ball, like, you know, last night we had a hard time keeping the ball in front of us. They did a good job of attacking the paint. Mm-hmm. Normally Clint is there to clean up for us. And really, he's the last line of defense. You know, the guy has just been, you know, awesome all season long, doing that, rotating, blocking shots, rebounding the basketball, and then offensively, you know, setting screens. You know, he sets more screens than anybody on our team, so he's involved in a lot of the action on the offensive end of the floor. And, you know, he's just been solid both ends of the floor, mainly on that defensive end of the floor, defending the basket and rebounding the basketball, and he's been doing it all season long.
Nate, I know you don't want the spotlight on you. You're just trying to do the job. But why do you think this team has responded to you? Mike mentioned what the record is. You may or may not be paying attention to it, but Hawks fans, and we hear it every day on this show, man, look at this team, look what they're doing. They look different. Why do you think these guys have responded to you?
My thing with these guys is just play the game the right way. I think you play with the effort. You know, I'm going to challenge you. We're in this thing together. And, you know, we try to put the players in position to do what they are capable of doing and being productive and giving, really trying to give them that understanding of what it takes to be successful. It's hard, you know, it's really hard. You got to work hard. You got to play hard. And the main thing, you have to do all of that. You have to do that together. It's not about one individual. It's about the team. And, you know, with all the guys that we have and the talent that we have, you know, you have to make sacrifices. And I think they are starting to do that. They're starting to understand that. You know, we haven't really changed a lot as far as what we were doing at the beginning of the season to what we're doing now. It's just we're trying to do it better. You know, we're trying to do it better than we were doing. You know, we were in games early in the season and losing games in the fourth quarter. And, you know, that's one of the areas that we knew that we needed to improve. You know, so we show take good and bad and try to teach, you know, what to do and how to go about doing it. Today, we watched the entire fourth quarter, you know, of last night's game, because I wanted them to see exactly what they did. You know, the fact that they were down 8 with 9 minutes to go, they were down 10 with 6 minutes to go, but you weren't out of the game. You were able to find a way to win that game. And you found that way by staying together, you know, sticking with what you do, tighten up defensively. And offensively, you move the ball and you execute it and you end up winning the game. So we try to show those things, and I think they are buying into it, and they've been able to win games.
Do you think this team can make a run?
Well, we're going to certainly try. You know, we're just taking it one game at a time. And, you know, when we get everybody back, it's going to be about sacrificing. Everybody's going to have to sacrifice because, you know, there's a lot of guys that are playing now that probably won't see as many minutes. And even the guys who are playing now, the starters, they won't see as many minutes because we will have more depth. It'll be about team again, sacrificing. The strength should be in our numbers. You know, the guys that are in uniform, is another game that we need to try to take care of business. And the focus is on the guys that are in uniform. We have a lot of guys at home trying to get healthy, and hopefully we'll get those guys back soon.
Nate McMillan here on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by BMW. Nate, you play with great players. You played against great players. You know great players get officiated differently in the NBA. Does Trey get enough calls, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Trey is a, you know, special player in the sense that, you know, he's like a Harden or a Jordan. It's tough to officiate, you know, players like Trey, who is, you know, does a great job of drawing fouls and drawing contact. You know, you have to, the league, you know, every year, you know, we have these type of players in the league, and they have to adjust the rules because of the way these players play. And so Trey, you know, I think he's, you know, he's getting some calls, and of course we would want him to get more, but I think the league is trying to adjust their officiating to how Trey plays the game. James Harden plays the game very similar to the Steph Curry, you know, Lillard. You know, there's a lot of guards that these guys are really crafty. They're smart. They are able to draw fouls or make it look like they are getting foul, and the NBA is trying to figure out how to officiate you know, these types of players. And, you know, so there's some times, especially this season, that they've basically just gone to, even if he's in a shooting motion, they're going to call it on the floor. It's not a shooting foul. You're going to take it out on the side. And that's not how it used to be. Really, it wasn't how it was at the beginning of the season, but they're trying to figure out how to officiate this type of player, and it makes it difficult, you know. But I think does a great job of, you know, he fills that contact, you know, drawing those fouls and getting to the free throw line.
That is our coach, Nate McMillan, the coach of the Hawks tonight at Toronto. And again, Trey's a game time decision. No Gallinari tonight. And by the way, they are still celebrating. They have Unity Nights, and they just had one. They're going to have another one coming up against the Bucks Thursday, April 15th at 7:30, presented by State Farm, as the Hawks are proud to honor the life and legacy of Dr. King with this season's MLK Nike City Edition uniforms and the matching court at State Farm Arena. Guys, grab your tickets at hawks.com/tickets. Learn more about Unity Nights at hawks.com/MLK. Mike, lots of stuff going on today. There'll be lots of stuff going on tomorrow. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Coming up tonight, we've got the Hawks action, as we said. Pregame at 7 o'clock right as we get done. Tips at 7:30. Atlanta United in action today. And also, we got the Braves. So we'll be talking about all of that and much more about the draft as the countdown becomes official really next week. When we're talking about 10 days, and I think things are going to get interesting as we approach the draft because, Mike, we could still have a lot of moves that happen draft night.
Right. Now, again, we've talked with Steve Weiss. The interview's up at Odyssey.com. We love Steve. He's going to be working with the Falcons as well, guys, doing content for their website and digital. He'll be on with us and other shows on the station and still doing his NFL Network gig. But Steve was, you know, wrote a blog today and he was talking about, you know, is quarterback the thing? And if it is, you know, the Falcons are definitely in that prime spot that we, you know, we've been talking about it. But still, I just – you don't know. Maybe Jerry Jones, you know, hey, I got into the mezcal last night, and I think I'm going to trade everything to get Kyle Pitts. Sure. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, it's happened, not the mezcal part, but Jerry doing something crazy has happened before. Does Mumbles Belichick want to get in the mix for a quarterback and move up? Now, if you get to the, like, where you're picking where the Patriots are, you can do anything you want. Ojulari would be there. You could go get the running back you want if you think that Najee Harris is the guy. You could get the last corner remaining. I mean, I still am intrigued, Carl, by the idea of, you know, finding a quarterback maybe in the later rounds or waiting to see what happens next year. But if you feel that, you know, Justin Fields or Trey Lance, because that's the only choice we're going to have, guys. I don't. You want Mac Jones at four?
No.
I don't want Mac Jones at four. But if they take Fields, then our only real option would be Trey Lance or trade down or go Pitts or go Sewell, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's really, I think, the options here when you talk
you think they like Lance?
I do, but I don't know if they like him as much as Justin. That's the kicker for me. You know, people have talked about Lance, and I think after this next week, Mike, we're going to know. I think we're going to get a much bigger or better feel on whether they like him enough.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Thank you, Jerry. We're going to learn a lot about how they feel, especially going back.
Well,
you said
the Broncos want not Patrick Surtain. You were on the radio in Denver. You said they want Kyle Pitts now.
Well, I think they're hearing things from their organization up there about who they're trying to pair Drew Lock with. And if you have a young quarterback that you feel like you've invested in and he's working to get better, how do we make these pieces, like Matt Ryan, how do we make these pieces around him better? Right. They don't have a guy that scares anybody right now at wide receiver, Mike. Judy's good. Is he going to be great? He has potential to, but throw Pitts into that mix, and all of a sudden now you have another guy that Denver says, okay, we become a lot more dangerous on offense, and you're hoping that he develops. I just don't think this is what they told me. That they felt like they were going to go draft another quarterback right now. If they move up, it's for somebody else.
But, I mean, we got Matt Ryan for two more years. They got Drew Lock, 16 touchdowns, 15 picks last year. I would think quarterback would be more expedient. Again, John Elway, let's be honest, he blew like five or six different quarterback moves the last few years.
He really did, man. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to tonight's game winner, man.
All right, man. They're going to do a movie about Bounty Gate. And, yeah, Kevin James, right. Yes, that Kevin James, King of Queens, is going to play Sean Payton? What? Yeah. I mean, I don't get that. I guess Bradley Cooper could play Drew Brees, but Kevin James playing Sean Payton? All right, let's go cast 2016, the season, as in Super Bowl 51 choke. Who's playing Dan Quinn? Who's playing Dimitrov? Who's playing blank? Who's playing Matt Ryan? Who's playing Julio? I'm going to go with Ben Stiller's dad, Jerry Stiller, to play Arthur Blank. I want to have a Falcons Festivus. 404-741-0929. I said Paul Rudd for Matt Ryan, Ant-Man. You guys cast the movie 2016 Falcons. That's our game winner tonight.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. so don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, we were joking around earlier, and Yeah Man, No Man, Bo Morgan, Squidbilly, our producer, brought up that of all people to play the Saints' evil coach, Sean Payton, I could think of about 50 guys before I would pick the King of Queens, Kevin James. And by the way, it's not a knock on Kevin. I did a nice interview with him about his new show on Netflix about a NASCAR team. He plays the sweet, lovable goofball. Sean is a cool, calculating D-bag. To me, he can't pull the role off, Carl, because he's miscast.
Well, listen, suspension of disbelief. Can I buy into this guy being who he's trying to play? You know, I said this. Whatever you think of Will Smith, when he played Muhammad Ali, he looked like him. His mannerisms, everything.
Right. I was the voice.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, okay, it's coming off well. This is going to be a tough one for me. I'm with you on this with Kevin James. And I like Kevin James' stuff, too, but this is going to be a tough one for me.
Like, for instance, you know, Ted Lasso, right? The actor Jason Sudeikis who plays him. Yeah. He could play Sean Payton. He can play a likable guy, but he also has range. He could play a jerk. I mean, there's a couple of guys who could pull this off. Be very curious to see. So what we're doing is let's cast 2016 the season. That's obviously the year we went to the Super Bowl, didn't bring it home. Guy says, yo, man, still his dad is dead. And we're not making the movie, sir. We're just saying who would be, you know, the accurate. One guy on our Twitch line, follow us, guys. Go to Twitch and punch up ATL929. Got some great stuff today from those guys. Guy says, Kevin Bacon is Thomas Dimitroff.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. I hadn't thought about Kevin Bacon.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah,
all right, let's see what we got. One guy said, I think Jason Statham should play Dan Quinn. It's all for the brotherhood. It's got to be a bald guy. I said Michael Chiklis, the actor from The Shield, earlier today. Let's see what we got. Hey, man, it's tonight's game winner. You're casting the Falcons the movie. What you got?
Hey, man, Al.
Hey, man.
All right, so we got Matt Ryan starring the athlete Conan O'Brien. And we got Thomas Dimitroff starring Stephen Urkel. Did I do that?
That's good.
That's cute. That's cute. Nice. Yeah. Hey, man. One guy says Eric Braden could play Arthur Blank. Great one. Guy says for Dan Quinn, the character actor J.K. Simmons.
That's
Schillinger. Oh, that's a great one. And he was really good in Thank You for Smoking. That's very funny. For Dimitroff, he said Kit Harington, Carl, from Game of Thrones.
That's also a good one. Kit Harington is obviously Jon Snow. So
right.
Ramon says, Dukes, I would have Vin Diesel. We talked about this. Play Dan Quinn. Vin Diesel, guys, isn't he the same guy in every movie, though?
Yeah, but I still love him in XXX. The things I'm going to do for my country. Yeah, no, we can't do
that.
I mean,
love him in Fast and Furious. The movies are great.
No, I like Vin, but anytime he tried to do a serious role, he just comes off like a meathead. So, yeah I'm going to, forget it. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. We're casting the Falcons 16th season. What you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, I struggle with this topic right here, Mike, because the Falcons were a predominantly black team, and we don't have but a handful of black actors, and most of them is old, Denzel, Samuel L.
That's
so
true.
The best I could do, Michael B. Jordan as Kevin Coleman, and even that is weak as well, Warren.
That's Coleman, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, because, again, you got a great, you know, or black young actors, we just lost one. I mean, that's the thing. It's difficult. You're right. I mean, you can't have Morgan Freeman in any of these roles. He's right about that. Hey, man, you're on the air, Montfrere. We're casting Falcons the movie. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, so for the role of Dan Quinn, I got Dean Norris from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's the one. Isn't that what you mentioned earlier, Chris?
That's right.
Good call. Yes, sir.
And then Al Pacino for Arthur Blank.
Now, Al can do anything. We know that with the makeup and the right hair. I can see that, you know. I need three starters, you numbskulls.
He could pull it off. The more I think about it, Al Pacino might be perfect for that role.
This Falcon team leads the way at Mercedes-Benz in the price of concessions in value for the customer. Please, Al. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Who's playing who in the Falcons movie? You're on the air, buddy. Your chance.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I know he's a little bit past his prime, but I think Vincent Price would make a great Arthur Blank. And Anthony Michael Hall could be Matty Ice.
That's
Anthony
funny.
Michael Hall, Mike. That's a name we haven't
now,
heard
Now, he
a
did
while.
Play Whitey Ford in 61.
Anthony Hall did?
Anthony Michael Hall did, yeah.
That's right. It's 61 was the Billy Crystal? Was that
yes.
The Billy Crystal?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Now, again, no, we're not. Guy says, what about Chadwick Boseman as Julio? No, because Julio never says anything, okay? We need somebody who never says anything.
Okay,
play Julio.
Wait. This is perfect, though. Blake says, Wesley Snipes as Julio.
I want a raise, but you have 3 more years on your contract. Always bet on black. What?
That is a great call, Blake. Oh, man. And he says Gerald Butler for Matt Ryan. That's a good one. I like Gerald Butler, too.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, he's nice.
Do that. That's funny. How are you leaving the stadium? This is Marta. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? We're casting the Falcons movie. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, for Big Beasley, man, just get the rock and throw in the fake cornrow.
Get who?
he said get the rock and put a fake wig on, like cornrows.
Dude, the rock is more buff than Big Beasley. Come on now. Well,
I was thinking we could do Damon Wayans from Hollywood Shuffle as as remember he was.
Yes, yes.
What was the character with the activator? Remember, because it was Cookie Head Jenkins was the breakdancer.
Yeah, Cookie Head Jenkins.
Oh, what the hell was – somebody text me. What was the name of the character? I'll look it up right now.
By the way, Michael Collier says, Dukes and Bell, Marlon Brando is blank.
All right. I mean, you can wear a wig and do all that. I mean, that's not bad.
Marlon Brando?
Yeah, I mean, younger. I mean, again, you got to put the makeup and all that. Not bad. How about Harvey Keitel with a mustache as Arthur Blank? Like Winston Wolfe.
I like that. Harvey Keitel is great, too, by the way. That's a good pull.
Some good stuff, man.
All right, guys. Today's show protected by Mimecast. Nearly 40,000 organizations trust Mimecast to keep them safe from phishing, business email compromise, and the risk of ransomware. Learn more at Mimecast.com. That's MIMECAST.com.
What? It was Keenan Ivory Wayans was Jerry Curl in Death of a Breakdancer in Hollywood Shuffle. Sorry. Back to you.
All right, guys. Today's poll question. Hot. In the wake of the Bills, Buffalo, announcing full capacity, you want to be in the stadium? Full vaccinations required. Are you in favor of being required to be vaccinated to return to games? It's something we've been talking about today on the show. And so many great comments and texts and tweets and emails coming in about this. This one comes from, and I want to get the name right, YOLO, I'm not sure, original YOLO, says, considering the reports indicating that the vaccine access is less for certain communities, he says, I don't want to be forced to deal with the idea that I have to take this shot if it's not being accessed in my community. What if I have a legitimate reason as to why I haven't had the vaccine, but yet I want to support my teams?
Right.
He says, I don't want to have to go to the games and show this thing that you guys were talking about. It was a vaccination.
Buffalo Bills
passport.
Are not letting you in without having a vaccination proof. Right, right.
And so we don't know. Again, I'm not going to tell you guys that's going to be the norm. I'm just telling you that's out there in the news that people are talking about this. But how do I know that you had it and I have it without proof? So I'm going to go to the game and say, yeah, I had it. And so that's why I think that's going to become an issue. But appreciate the comment. And he said, anyways, going on at the end of this, he says, I'm not sure the impact of this and how it will affect sports, but it is something that I do think teams are going to do.
By the way, NBA Gator had, I think, the quintessential casting of Falcons the movie on Twitter. Arthur Blank, played by Christopher Plummer.
Ooh.
T.D. Dimitrov, played by Gary Oldman. Fantastic.
That
Matt
is.
Ryan, played by Matt Damon. And Julio, played by Derek Luke, also known as Booby from Friday Night Lights.
Yes. Dustin, though, hits it out of the park.
Better than that? I want to hear this.
Dustin says, guys, I got Vic Beasley as Vic Beasley because we all know he was just an actor anyways.
Touche.
All right, man, we're coming back. We'll clear our throats next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.